USA Radio News.
Another COVID-19 vaccine mandate has been blocked in court.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. The judge adding the economy would be negatively impacted if the mandate wasn't stopped. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine.
This foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault.
Experts say an invasion is imminent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Tuesday, the Senate approved an Arizona police chief as the top border official in a near-party line vote. 61-year-old Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus will become the commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. It's the 60,000-person agency overseeing border security, trade, and travel. Politicians on both sides of the aisle have criticized Biden's immigration policies. Meanwhile, President Biden's VP Kamala Harris held a private meeting on Monday with nearly 20 members of Black women leaders and allies. They shared their recommendations on how the Biden administration could strengthen the right to vote without legislation passed by Congress. One attender said this about Harris, quote, "Her failing is not an option." Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett's testimony concluded on Tuesday. Law enforcement have called Smollett's alleged attack a hoax. Smollett's attorneys claim two brothers tried to extort $1 million from him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The NCAA revised its constitution, which is getting pared down. Passing a revised constitution at the NCAA convention in January is the first step in a two-phase process that will allow each division of the association to govern itself. Among the revisions was a clarification to note that the Board of Governors will approve contracts regarding media rights and revenue-producing agreements in consultation with each of the NCAA's three divisions. The New York City vaccine mandate is drawing criticism.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach.
Well, the response is that I think that people that elect Davis need to respect and have the confidence in the people that send them to serve that they'll do the right things, and they can keep themselves safe, they can keep their customers safe, they can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem proposed to spend $1 billion from the federal government on infrastructure and pay raises. In a budget address to state lawmakers on Tuesday, the Republican says she wants to use the money to give 6% wage increases to state employees and allocate the money for housing and water infrastructure. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.